This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. All of Colorado Springs breweries participated in a fundraiser Saturday to raise money for victims and survivors of the shooting at Club Q. Here's CPR's Elaine Tassi.
The fundraiser was organized by Teresa Vieira, managing partner of Peaks and Pines Brewery. The close-knit community of about 30 local beer companies all mobilized after learning one of their own survived the shooting. Atrevida Beer Company owner Richard Fierro was at the club during the shooting on November 19th.
You know, it just went from, you know, 7, 8, 9 of us having an interest to all 30 of us saying, yes, we're on board.
Each brewery agreed to give $2 per sale or a percentage of each sale to an organization of their choice that would disperse funds to family members or survivors. I'm Elaine Tassi, CPR News.
A vigil for the anniversary of the Sand Creek Massacre is tomorrow at Denver's Central Library. The attack by American troops in 1864 killed more than 200 Cheyenne and Arapaho people in southeast Colorado. Nagam Swati organized the vigil, which is now in its second year.
And so this is just a way for us to remember, to acknowledge what happened, and to say we're not going to forget. We're going to keep on doing this, and we're going to keep honoring the lives that were lost.
The vigil is tomorrow night at 6. With only a few weeks left in this congressional session, Colorado's U.S. senators have a long to-do list. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Democratic Senator Michael Bennett is focused on trying to resurrect the expanded child tax credit. He also wants to reach a bipartisan agreement on a bill to help farm workers. Both may be heavy lifts, but with Republicans set to take over the House next year, the lame duck session may be the best chance to get them done. Meanwhile, Senator John Hickenlooper hopes to push forward bills that would protect the Colorado River's endangered fish, reduce space debris, and give cannabis businesses access to banking services. He also wants to see a government funding bill that includes earmarked money for Colorado projects. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The Denver Broncos lost another one yesterday, their third in a row, this time against the Carolina Panthers. It was 23-10. The Broncos travel to Baltimore this coming Sunday. This is CPR News.